And with us now, we've got John Fanga, the Deputy Director General of the Ministry of Health. Tēnā koe, John.
Tēnā no koe te tuaine e ine ani. Tēnā koutou katoa e are are ai o koutou nei taringa. Me te aroha atu ki tō tāua nei hō ki a Dale, ki taku rongo kāri te mahi ai nei.
Aye, he's got the flu, unfortunately, but so you'll have to put up with me. But we've got some really gnarly questions to ask you, as always. So the recent measles cases and deaths of babies from whooping cough should be ringing alarm bells. Is enough being done to get our tamariki and mokopuna vaccinated?
Oh, I think there will always be things we could be doing better, but there's certainly a lot being done at the moment, particularly working with community health providers and other groups. And we want whānau to be protected as well as possible by being up to date with all immunisations. Part of that is twofold, I think, first of all, making sure they've got the right information so that they understand vaccination and immunisation. And at the backdrop to that, hinianne, you know, there is a bit of kind of misinformation almost off the back of some of the COVID stuff which is still circulating. So it's really important that people have got trusted information so they can make decisions. And I think the other thing, particularly being led by Te Whatu Ora, supported by Te Aka Whai Ora, is working with our community providers to make it as easy as possible for people to get vaccinated. There are a number of recommendations from the immunisation task force that Te Aka Whai Ora and Te Whatu Ora set up. Something like 54 recommendations which they're working through, everything from making sure there's appropriate funding available, stretching out the range of where we can get it delivered, using technology, communications for instance. But I think particularly with the role that Wātea plays in communications, it's really important to make sure our people have got good information, because there is a lot of misinformation at the moment, and it's really important that people understand immunisation, understand any particular risks, but also understand, most importantly, the benefits, particularly for our children.
Yes, we've been, you know, encouraging people. We've had guests on talking about the importance of immunisation, and hopefully our mātua are listening and getting our tamariki and mokopuna vaccinated. Hey, there's 24 initiatives have been put in place to ease the pressure on our health systems and hospitals this winter. Will this cut down on the wait times in A&E, and will our people still have the access they need to care?
Oh, I think that's, you know, what we're trying to do is to make sure that people can access the level of care they need. And I think part of what these initiatives shows is that not everything has to come through to ED departments. So supporting pharmacists so that they can treat minor ailments to save people either having to come into ED or into the primary care or GPs. Looking at how we can take some services that would ordinarily be provided in hospital but can be provided safely at home. Increasing access to radiology, for instance, out in the community. And also how we continue to support our mobilised health services out in the communities themselves. But the big focus on the initiatives is getting people the right level of service they need, but also particularly taking where we can unnecessary demand of hospitals, because winter's always a busy time in any healthcare system around the world, and particularly on things like hospitals. So it's certainly not about lining people up with second-class care. It's actually about lining them up with the care they need and looking at a broader range of people who can deliver it. So the upshot of that will be that we would expect that it will ease pressure on hospitals and ED.
Excellent. And why has the... Oh, so, sorry, I was just going to go say that in terms of diversifying where you can get, for example, immunisations, I understand you can go to chemists and get immunisations there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for some time now. I think the other thing we're particularly working on, and our Māori and Pacifica and community providers are excellent at it, is getting delivery as close as we can to people's homes. So I think broadening the range, and certainly chemists have been able to provide vaccinations for some time, but broadening the range of people who can, you know, vaccinate in places like chemists, but also getting our community providers and enabling them to get out to community sites that are even closer to where people want to get vaccinated. Some people are getting vaccinations very close to the schools, for instance, with agreement from the schools and parents. So I think if we can make it as easy as possible for people to access it, and as I said, give people really good information, trusted information, so that they can make the call, and as I said, show the benefits for our children, particularly of immunisation.
Mm. So I understood that there was a long-awaited investigation into COVID-19 infections, but it's been cancelled. Why is that?
Yeah, I think we've been using prevalence surveys for some time, particularly when we were at the period and we were trying to lock COVID out. And that was really important information for us in and then being able to decide which kind of public health measures we had to put in place. Currently, we now have a different situation where we've got COVID, which is endemic, which means it's basically widespread in our communities. And we only have two public-related pandemic mandates still in place. That's the seven-day isolation period, should people get COVID. And the other thing is mask use for people, visitors and healthcare facilities where we've got particularly vulnerable people.
Mm-hmm.
The prevalence surveys and seroprevalence surveys that we undertook were quite complex. They involve a range of agencies and stakeholders. So at the moment, we don't see it as benefiting our current public health settings, but they prevalence surveys and things like that will become important in the future around effective population and public health knowledge and the work of the public health agency, for instance. So at the moment, given our settings, given that COVID is now wide, we're in a different situation, it's quite widespread in our communities, and given that we've got very limited pandemic restrictions or mandates in place, like I said, the seven-day isolation and mask use, we don't see the need to continue on the prevalence survey in its current form. We don't see it as kind of adding a lot to the information we need to keep an eye on COVID moving forward. At the same time, you know, not to forget, we are using other things to keep an eye on the spread of COVID. We're still, as you know, we're still reporting on people who report with COVID, et cetera.
Yeah, and I see that the Ministry of Health has been engaging in research with people face-to-face and through communities and stakeholders since December 2022. So when do you expect that that research to be analysed and published?
We're aiming towards getting it launched in July. There are a number of strategies that we've been out engaging. The Whole Water Māori strategy, which is looking to build on the current Māori health direction and into the next 2 to 5 years. There's also the New Zealand Health Strategy and 4 population-based strategies, Pacific, Rural, Women's Health and Health of Disabled People. So we really had good engagement with people across the country, and now we're going through taking what people said and looking at how we can then build it into what we need to be looking at moving forward. But we are expecting to launch those in July. And just to, you know, to acknowledge a couple of things, in the case of the Whole Water Māori strategy, there's a very strong foundation going back over 20 years through seminal work undertaken by Professor Sir Mason Jury in He Korowai Oranga. We've got the current Māori health strategy, Whakamoa, and the Whole Water Māori strategy really builds on that. And also things like Y2575, for instance, and the report of the tribunal there. So some really strong foundations, and it's really important to acknowledge that these foundations go back some time in Māori health.
Oh, ka pai. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time and knowledge with us. That's John Whanga, Deputy General, Director General. Gosh, I'm giving you a promotion. of the Ministry of Health. Tēnā koe, te rangatira.
Tēnā nō koe te tua hine, hine ane, me mihi atu ki a koutou katoa wā te, ki a tukuna atu taku mihi ki a Dale. O te rā e mihi whānui ki a koutou katoa e rongo ana i tēnei hōtako tātou. Kia ora tātou.
Kia ora.